This is called troweling. Unusual? Undoubtedly. Unsanitary? Oh, heck yeah. But it's the kind of compromise that keeps a marriage healthy. Any questions? 18. Impressive. A new record. Okay, moving on. Now, in order for you each to learn the joys and hardships of being in a marriage, for the next week, you will be paired off with each other in pretend marriages.
Oh, isn't this great, Jerry? Wonder who we'll get.
God, the last thing I need is to be tied down.
Diana and
I need to stay loose. Stay on the prowl. This wolf needs to groan.
Jerry Blank and Ronnie Leggett.
Ronnie Leggett? Nice basket.
Tammy and Jimmy. Okay, did I miss anybody?
Orlando,
Looks like we have an odd number of students. I tell you what, why don't we make you a widower? Your wife drowned in a fire. I thought it might help if you had a model marriage to follow. So, Mr. Jellyneck has graciously agreed to volunteer his time and be my pseudo-husband this week.
Hey, kids. I don't know about you, but I'm going to enjoy settling down. You know, spending time on the weekends, weeding the pack of Sandra.
So here's the deal. You have to be married 1 week. If your marriage fails, you fail. So avoid divorce at all costs. Principal Blackman will preside over a quick ceremony.
All rise. We are gathered here today to join these pretend couples in fake matrimony. By the false power vested in the very real me, I announce you man and wife. Oh, and Orlando, I'm sorry about your wife.
Class dismissed. Hey there! I hear you two lovebirds tied the knot today. That's right, till death do us part, or at least till next Monday.
So, you have any big plans for the honeymoon?
Yeah, we do. It's straight to the motel, then a do not disturb sign goes up.
Seriously, what are you doing?
Oh, Chuck, quit your teasing. We just want to, you know, show the students what a good marriage is like you and Claire.
Who?
Your wife.
Right. Hey, I got you a little wedding present.
A buck knife.
It's actually for our big hunting trip this weekend, if that's okay with the old ball and chain.
Wait a minute, weekend? Looks like somebody forgot to run something by the missus.
I'm in trouble.
Stop it, you two.
I like this. This is fun. You like this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I'm going to go. Hey, don't forget about the... hunting trip.
Hello, I'm Jerry Blank. 32 years ago, I dropped out of high school and ran away from home. Oh, I made a lot of friends. Did a lot of time. I was a boozer, a user, and a loser. I stole the TV. Did some more time. But now I'm back in school. And though the faces may have changed, the hassles are just the same.
Okay, Jerry, let's figure out our household budget.
Budget? Come on, we'll put a bowl of money by the door. Take what you need, leave what you have. It's like a commune. Free love. Speaking of which, we're going to make this thing legit. Check under your hood and see how that piston fires. Hey?
Jerry, marriage is a lot of work. We have to plan for a house, plan for a baby. Babies cost a lot of money.
What? Babies don't cost money. They make money. Especially those little white ones.
Look, you have to get serious about this.
Or what? Huh? You gonna hit me? You wanna take a poke at me?
No, I'm not gonna hit you, Jerry.
You don't wanna beat me or screw me? What kind of marriage is this? Bring a book.
Jerry, I don't wanna get an F, okay? Just talk to me when you're ready to work.
Yeah, see ya, Killjoy.
Danny, we're just choosing some pretend colors for our fake house.
How's your marriage going, Jerry? Where's Ronnie?
He's split. That square's all shaken seeds. This marriage is for chumps.
This is important, Jerry.
Who cares? cares? It's just a fake marriage.
No, Jerry. It's more than that. This marriage will give you the tools you need to make a real marriage work.
But if you can't make a pretend marriage work with an assigned spouse who doesn't love you and whom you hardly know, how can you expect to make a real one work?
You don't want to end up a lonely old maid, Jerry. All alone?
Tuya.
I wish I had your hook.
Well, the big boss show you how. Cock those hips back, stick your arm out of play, and head position. All right, how's that feel?
Oh, that's nice.
Feel good?
So, how are things going with Jerry?
I don't know. This whole assignment makes me feel like I'm missing out a bit. You know, being a confirmed bachelor and all.
Hey, women are poison, every last one of them. We gonna talk about Strange all night, or we gonna bowl? Let's shoot off this last frame and get ourselves another round of brewski.
I can't. I gotta hook up with Cherry later.
What?
You know, we gotta go over the budget tonight.
Well, that sounds like a grand old time.
I don't know. You know, this whole marriage thing is kind of fun. You must have a lot of fun with your wife, right?
Yeah, it's a real chuckle fest.
Hey, I gotta run.
Joffrey?
Cherry's waiting.
Joffrey?
Get started, Sarah. Every time.
No. Don't overheat, Sue.
Just tell me when she's gone. I gotta take a dump.
Oh, must have been all that beef, Sue. Thanks a lot for ruining my date, Jerry.
Can I talk to you, single girl to single girl?
Sure. As long as I don't have to listen.
Are you glad that you're not attached? I mean, you wouldn't want to be married again, would you?
Oh, desperately, Jerry. You don't know how lonely my nights have become. The sooner Stu pops the question, the better. Oh, boy, I can't wait to be filled up with his babies.
You want to have another baby?
Oh, yes. My only regret in life is that I only had one child. And yet I live with two.
False alarm! So what are you ladies talking about?
Marriage.
Marriage. The most sacred covenant that exists between a man and a woman. Which reminds me.
Yes?
I have to get going home. I promised my wife I'd give the kids a bath tonight.
See, Jerry? See how important marriage is?
This week on Monkey Danger, matrimonial mayhem. Our monkeys get married.
Bonzo, do you take Coco to be your lawfully wedded wife?
We gotta make this fake marriage work.
Coco, do you...
Bonzo, no! Me! My eyes! Oh my God, my eyes!
Monkeys sure are stupid.
Well, if it's not the future spinster.
For your information, faggotess, I have a whole new outlook on... Oh, hey! There's my throttle. Ronnie, I got something to tell you.
Jerry?
Oh, please.
I've been thinking about that app. Compared with being in a fake marriage with you, I'm looking forward to that F.
Bronson, baby, where's this coming from? Look, I know I've been tough on you during our pretend marriage, but it's only because I pretend love you so much, but people can change. And I know if you give me a chance, I can make you change.
I don't know, Jerry.
Honey, please don't take away the tools I need to learn so I won't end up alone. Me, alone.
Maybe.
Take lunch. Gotta keep my hubby healthy with some firm sillies.
Thanks.
And I brought your picture of me. Put in your locker.
Thanks. I'll try to find a place for that.
That's my Ronnie.
I understand some of you are having trouble with your budget, so my husband and I are going to go over our team budget to give you an example. Now, the most important part in creating a budget is sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
Okay, we'll list our needs. I'll go first. I've included Beans. Simple, versatile, and a good source of protein. Joffrey?
Okay. First on my list is a 50-gallon saltwater tank with pump, gravel, and a mechanical sunken treasure chest.
And what's that for?
That's for the next item on my list. 6 long-necked, sapphire blue, Japanese puffer fish. Very rare, very delicate. That's why I got 6. We're probably going to lose a few. They're poisonous. What's next on your list?
A dishwasher.
Dishwasher? Don't we have one of those?
What do you mean?
I mean your hands in the sink. I'm just kidding, but seriously, that seems a little extravagant. Why put a question mark on that one? Okay. Next on my list, a Turkish bidet.
Okay, class. Tomorrow we'll cover spontaneity in marriage and how to plan for it.
Check out your husband and his lady friend over there. You better keep that one on a short leash.
That's a good one, Nuttage. I'll keep my eye on him. Washing the stink of cheat off your hands, hussy? I saw you giving my hubby a chubby.
What are you talking about?
Look, I don't know if anyone's told you, but for the next week, your boyfriend belongs to me. But I'm going to say this one, 2 times. So listen up. Stay away from my husband. 1. Stay away from my husband. 2. Understand, or do I need to repeat myself?
Good shooting, Chuck. My aim's a little off.
Let's check your grip. Get her up there. Now squeeze the... Where'd you get the charm bracelet?
Oh, we thought it would be funny if Terry went out and bought me an expensive gift. We have a lot of laughs.
This is still just pretend.
Of course it is. I mean, I'd have to be crazy to take this seriously. Right?
Insane.
I'm a confirmed bachelor.
Yeah, both of us.
What about Claire?
Who?
Your wife.
Right. Except for her. You ready for the big hunting trip this weekend?
Oh, is that this weekend?
Every weekend, Joffrey. I already made the jerky.
It'll keep. I promised Chair I would take her away this weekend. You understand, right?
What I understand is you're going to start losing contact with your guy friends.
Maybe I can come over to your house tonight.
Yeah. Wait. Claire's home tonight.
Great. I'll bring Cherry. She'd love to meet her. Target, Chuck.
Really? What do you know?
Chuck.
No running.
What's all this stuff?
Oh, I moved in a few knickknacks.
How did you get in?
I jimmied the lock with a toenail.
Look, Jerry...
Don't worry, Ronnie. Everything's going to be just fine, especially since I had that chat with Nancy.
What are you talking about?
I set this straight. I think she's dropping out of school.
What?
Ronnie, no! You made a fake sacred oath to me!
Well,
hey, we got you this.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
Look.
Look at that.
Look at what that is.
Here we are.
Did you have trouble finding the place?
No, I've been here plenty of times.
When have you been here?
I can't remember. Was I ever here?
Nope, I don't think you were.
I guess I wasn't.
Hey, Claire, I love your Madame Precious dolls. Where'd you get them?
Oh, they're checks.
Please don't open that. Please. My pride and joy. I've gotten them every place I haven't been. Look at the detail. Each of the little natives is dressed in this colorful traditional garb. See, the Navajo's got a little bottle of fire water, and look at the bag of diamonds and the giant hook nose on the... Who touched my Peruvian shepherd? Seamus?
Chuck, he's in bed with the chicken pox.
Why do you always take his side? Seamus, I have told you 100 times, my toys are not playthings. Can I not have anything of my own in this house? God bless it! Let's eat.
Before we dig in, Chuck always likes to say grace.
Since when?
Just something I always do. With my family. Let's read a quick passage from the Bible here. I'll grab something at random. Leviticus chapter 20. And if a man lies down with another man, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death.
Amen.
Dig in.
Right there to your left. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, Claire, what did you boil here?
That looks good.
I'll take the round one.
Does anyone want some more coffee?
Yeah, I'd love some more coffee.
Oh. Oh, Mr. Clumsy Bones.
God damn it! You're picking at my brain like a jackal! This is good. What do you got in here?
Coffee and water.
How do you get so gosh darn hot?
Joffrey, why don't we go down to my workroom? I'll show you my drill press.
Seen that press a million times, Chuck.
When have you seen it?
I mean, I'd like to see it a million times.
Let's go.
Delicious.
I'm sorry. Joffrey isn't usually like this.
Chuck is.
Sorry for that little outburst up there. Sometimes she just pushes my buttons.
You're lucky you can still feel. You, begin to see what I'm talking about?
Yeah, your marriage is crap.
Talking about you and Cherry.
What? Oh, me and Cherry are nothing like you and Claire. I mean, yeah, we've had our ups and downs over the last 2 days, but everything's gonna be fine. I think.
Joffrey!
Gotta go.
Joffrey!
That was fun at the Novelist last night.
Yeah, that was a good time.
I really like that Claire, and I really like what the two of them have together.
What do you mean?
I mean, we're the perfect model for the kids, and Chuck and Claire are the perfect model for us. I got my bags packed. I thought we could leave right after school for our special weekend.
Great.
Joffrey. Can I tell you something?
I don't know. Will it take a long time?
I love you.
I love you too, honey butt.
No. Joffrey, not the assignment. I love you.
Coach Wolf? I'm sorry. I can come back later.
Oh, nonsense. You get in here. What's on that mind of yours?
I
gotta go.
Joffrey!
Sorry, I just remember I left the light on in my other life.
What do you want, Ronnie?
Jerry is nuts. I want to switch partners.
You can't switch partners in the middle of the assignment.
There you are. Now, how am I supposed to trust you if I can't find you? You see, Ronnie, when you're out of my sight, I start to imagine you flooding it up with that flood of yours. And it makes me want to do things that are wrong. Don't let me do those wrong things, Ronnie.
I want out.
Oh, Pooh Bear, baby, huh? We belong together. We're like a cobra and a mongoose.
I bet it's because of that slut Nancy.
No, Jerry. It's because of everything you do and say.
I knew it was her.
Look, if you want to end this fake marriage, we'll grant you a fake divorce and a very real F.
That's good with me.
See you later. This won't take long.
Hey, Nancy, what's it like being a whore? Oh, wait a minute. I know that one. What's it like being a home wrecker?
Look, marriage is the most sacred and time-honored institution.
Principal Blackman, your ex-wife's lawyer, is on the phone.
Tell him I'm not here. I'm not paying that woman another cent.
Where was I? What?
Oh, yes. Hocus pocus dominocus. I grant you a divorce.
Hello, I'm Bibi Newirth. Sadly, one half of all marriages end in divorce. That's over 75%. The other 25% end in drunk driving accidents. The choice is up to you. Don't get married, then drink and drive. It's a recipe for disaster. Thank you, and good night.
You're watching Comedy Central. Get ready for 30 minutes of sketch comedy chaos on the Upright Citizens Brigade next.